You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Friday, December the 9th, and I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at another card from Dundalk. We had excellent action on Wednesday night, and we've got a double dose this week, as we've got another 8 races to get our head stuck into, which means more work for me, but more good punting for yourselves out there. So hopefully we can find a few winners tonight on what looks another very competitive card. On to race one then, which is a 5 furlong handicap, and a lot of the old faces are set to do battle yet again. My obvious starting point here has to be that race which was run here 7 days ago. It was a race that was won by Over To You, and I had a vested interest in the race, having backed the second horse, Aggression. What I can tell you is the race was once again a very good strong time figure. So obviously those that finished close up in that race have got to be worth a second look in this particular contest. And the one that stands out is the one that finished fourth, Go-Kart from the Paddy Prendergast stable, who's been a remarkably consistent horse in all her races here over the course and distance in the last year or so. She had the first time visor on here the other night, and that was her best race for a little while. Previously to that, she'd been slightly disappointing in 6 furlong and 5 furlong sprint handicaps respectively, but hopefully with the headgear on again and they work the Oracle, she can run another consistent race in the hands of Danny Sheehy, and she's drawn particularly strongly as well. So Go-Kart, the obvious each way horse in the first race, around about the 4-5-1 mark.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, which is a mile at Filly's Maiden. And the one to be with here is Dermot Weld's Midsummer, who made a nice debut effort here back on the 25th of November when finishing second to the well-ridden and handily placed throughout Fizzy Friday. A time figure that race is pretty good. And I like the way that Midsummer kept on well all the way down the lane in the hands of Pat Smullen. Declan McDonough takes over tonight, but obviously that's no negative. And with that run under her belt here, that experience she garnered should stand her in good stead here tonight. I'd certainly expect her to hold the form with Dreamy Gal, Magswell and Grey Waters respectively. If there is to be a danger, well, that might come further down the line in the shape of Pants on Fire, who's a very big price this morning on the morning line, around about a 12-1 poke. But she didn't run too badly last time we saw her at the Curragh in a decent maiden won by Anine. The figure of that race is very good. So any horse that's run respectably has to be considered in a weakish maiden of this nature. She could have run with a slightly better draw, but hopefully she might be able to overcome that and run a nice race at a decent price. But the main selection would be Dermot Weld's Midsummer.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, which is by far and away the best race on the card. Certainly the most classiest of individuals are running here. Captain Joy heads the weights, carrying the steady up 10 stone 3, but he's rated 110, and as we know, he's a very versatile and smart horse on an all-weather surface. He was good enough to win a conditions race at Lingfield, of course, last season when he came over from the Irish Sea. And although he hasn't been out for a while, that shouldn't be too much of an issue because he has won off the back of a 230-day break in the past. But he could be up against it, against the race fit and in form Mickey Helfer trained for you, old Chestnut Fire. Now, every year, Mickey seems to have one of these improving horses, the likes of Rummaging, Russian Soul, Hat Al Nasser last season. And he looks another like he's got another one here straight off the rank in the shape of this gelding by showcasing on the evidence of his last two performances. He may well have struggled a little bit to win on the 28th of October, but there was no denying his superiority when he won here a couple of months later in decisive fashion, recording the very, very fast figure into the interim, landing a bit of a gamble, and his sectional time certainly backed up the visual impression of that performance. He has gone up £9, but given that he's in such good nick and he likes a strong pace and seems to be improving at a rapid rate of knots, I expect Chestnut Fire to go very close to completing the hat-trick there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race four then, which looks a very competitive 7 furlong nursery, which comes up at 7.05. Now, the key form line to this race has to be that race run here on the 11th of November, where five of the horses who took part in that race reopposed. But the one I quite like out of those, out of that quintet, was Fox Dream, who finished a very unlucky fourth. Now, the figures in the paper and the analysis in the paper and the summary by Alan Sweetman in the Racing Post don't really do this horse justice, because he was very slowly away for a start off by design from his stall 13 position, and then he rather stumbled or jinked out to the right after a furlong, which cost him even more ground. He therefore was languishing at the back of the field turning for home, but to her great credit she finished her race off so strongly that she's only beaten a head and half a length at the finish, making her, like I say, a very eye-catching unlucky loser on that particular occasion. Now, she's drawn much better tonight. She's drawn, instead of 13, she's drawn in stall 2. So hopefully Connor King can get her in a more competitive position at an earlier stage. And we know that she appreciates the extra furlong as well, having won at Listowel or dead-heated back in the middle of June. So everything looks set fair going back to the scene of that unlucky run last time out for Fox Dream to justify my nap selection in race 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, which looks probably one of the most competitive races on the card. And to be fair, a race I haven't got a particularly strong view in. I'm going to go with Anthony McCann's Temasek Star, who has obviously been running well throughout the winter period for Old Connections, of course, of Mickey Halford, and indeed on its first start for Anthony here on the 11th of November, when finishing a close-up fifth behind Creeping Ivy, who's obviously in good form at the moment for the Tony Martin stable. The form of that race has worked out particularly well, with the likes of Black Label, who finished fourth, and Impresario, who finished sixth, both going on to frank the form subsequently. And given that his time figures are fairly solid and he appreciates a mile and a half, Temasek Star, around about the 7-1 mark this morning with William Hill, looks a fair enough each way investment in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 6th race then, which is another trappy looking mile and a half handicap. Of course, it's Division 2 of those two apprentice races. And Walkabout, it looks as though it's going to be a very warm order, judged by the activity in the market this morning. Of course, we don't know much about this horse's ability to handle on a weather surface, because he finished last of four on his only start here. But he is potentially well handicapped on the pick of his jumps form in the middle of the summer jumping period. But there is another one that catches the eye at much bigger price, and that is Shamash from the John McConnell stab. He's had a couple of runs here of late. Both of them have been mildly encouraging, particularly his latest effort over a distance which seemed to be a little bit short of his best. But given how he finished off his race without being unduly punished, to finish a never near a seventh behind Propriano, that should stand him in good stead. And the time before that, he ran quite well behind To Choose in a very competitive handicap. A repeat of either of those performances certainly should see this gelding by Oasis Dream outrun his odds. So the each-way choice there in race number 6 is Shamash.
Race 7.
On to the 8.35 then, and all eyes here will no doubt be on Secret Existence, having it her first run for John Feen. Given that she's got some really good form in the French provinces on an all-weather surface, she's likely to take a hand in a race of this nature, which isn't particularly strong. But that said, I'm going to take a bit of a punt here on Henry de Bromhead's filly, Train Time, who ran really well in a flat turf maiden towards the back end of the season at the Curra. And I thought she was quite impressive when she finished second on her all-weather debut here on the 4th of November. Now, she missed the break by a long, long way on that occasion. The Racing Post guy hasn't picked up on it. He says soon chasing leaders. But if you go back and watch the video, she completely fell out of the stalls. She was a good 7 or 8 lengths behind after a furlong. And then she got rushed up on the outside by Declan McDonough to try and get to the front. Given that the fact that she expended so much energy, I thought she did really well to last out as long as she did and keep on so gamely to end up finishing second, which really for me was a Herculean effort. Hopefully tonight she'll break a little bit more cleanly. Even though she's drawn in stall 12, it has to be said that her two main market rivals are drawn even worse, 13 and 14. So I'm not going to use that as an excuse. It's just all that she needs to do tonight is come out of the traps on time. If she does, I certainly think she'll give us a decent run for our money around about the 6-1 mark this morning.
The final race.
On to the final race then, and not a particularly strong view here, but the two that catch the eye for me, I'd probably have two against the field here, are Kukanoff and Paragred. I thought Kukanoff ran really well here last week and seems to be crying out for a little bit further than a mile. Nowadays, she got outpaced before running on quite strongly to finish fourth behind Poetic Choice. Her time figures are pretty good, and she seems to be at home on this all-weather surface. So from a low draw, I think Kukanoff will go well. And also, as I mentioned, Paragred, who's a particularly consistent horse here at Dundalk, was an eye-catching second here, two starts ago behind Propriano in a very strongly run handicap. And then things just didn't really pan out for John Fiend's Charge here last day. Drawn in stall 14, was dropped out the back, never got a run down the lane, but was noted doing some really good late work without being without having a clear run late on. So those are my two against the field. Two that have caught the eye recently in decent handicaps, Kukanoff and Paragred, to hopefully round off what should be a fruitful evening for us this evening at Dundalk. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Once again, we've got some decent action coming up for you on Sunday, where we've got one or two decent jump cars to look at, most notably at Punchestown. So do join in for the preview for that particular event this coming weekend. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.